This is Pastor Emery. In this study of Mystery Babylon of Revelation 17 today, I am going to read a part of a broadcast I did in 1968, many years ago, during the Vietnam War. That broadcast showed how that war was being fought for the purpose of destroying South Vietnam's ability and will to resist communism and then turn all of Southeast Asia over to the communists. I stated that in 1968. The war went on for 7 more years. Then exactly what I had predicted would happen did happen. If you know any men who fought in South Vietnam, call them. Tell them to listen, and also have a map of California or Western United States by the radio, along with a pencil and paper. I will give some startling statistics which will prove my point. In all of this, my purpose is to prove to Christians that our own government is under the control of a secret world government, which is anti-Christian and whose purpose is to communize the entire world. All of this fits Bible prophecy that it is the Christians who will be in tribulation under this Antichrist world power. That Antichrist world power is here. There is no pre-tribulation rapture of the Christians. All who teach that are teaching false doctrine, either ignorantly or on purpose. Have your Bible handy. Read the passages yourself right along with me while I prove there is no secret rapture. And listen carefully to that portion of that Vietnam War broadcast from 1968. Mystery Babylon now rules the earth. This is another in our series on Mystery Babylon the Great, Mother of Harlots and Abominations of the Earth. Turn with me to the prophet Daniel, and we'll read a few verses in Daniel 2 about the image in the dream of Nebuchadnezzar, which Daniel then interpreted. In order to understand Mystery Babylon the Great of Revelation 17 and 18, you must see how the prophets also foretold a great, powerful, world-controlling system which would rule over all the earth until its power was destroyed in preparation for Christ's kingdom upon the earth. Last week we read the description of the image with the head of gold and part of Daniel's interpretation of it. The image itself is described in verses 32 and 33. This image's head was of fine gold, his breast and his arms of silver, his belly and his thighs of brass, his legs of iron, his feet part of iron and part of clay. And I have given the names of these four beast empires on previous broadcasts. Its destruction is described in verse 34 and 35, and then from verse 37 through 45 is the interpretation of the dream. Since we read through verse 43 last week, I won't take time to reread all of that, except to remind you again that in verse 34 and 35, as Daniel told of the stone cut out without hands that smote the image on the feet, he then made it plain that not just the feet, but the entire image was destroyed by the smiting with this stone. Verse 34 and 35, "Thou sawest till that a stone was cut out without hands, which smote the image upon his feet, that were of iron and clay, and brake them to pieces. Then was the iron, the clay, the brass, the silver, and the gold broken to pieces together and became like the chaff of the summer threshing floor. The wind carried them away, and no place was found for them, and the stone that smote the image became a great mountain and filled the whole earth." For those who wish not to be deceived by false prophetic interpretations, it is vital that you see that even the head of gold, Babylon, was not destroyed until all of the succession of empires were destroyed together. And when you read in Revelation 17 and 18 of Mystery Babylon the Great, we are reading of the end of the entire series of beast systems, not of some system which has not yet appeared upon the world scene. In the interpretation of the dream, in verse 44 and 45, Daniel not only tells us that the entire image, or the whole succession of empires, is destroyed at once, but he identifies the destroyer of those beast empires. Let's read those verses. Daniel 2:44. And in the days of these kings shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed, and the kingdom shall not be left to other people, but it shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. So here it is made plain that it is the kingdom set up by the God of heaven which will break in pieces the other kingdoms. This is then made plainer in the next verse, verse 45, For as much as thou sawest that the stone was cut out of the mountain without hands, and that it brake in pieces the iron, the brass, the clay, the silver, and the gold, the great God hath made known to the king what shall come to pass hereafter, and the dream is certain, and the interpretation thereof sure. Now, I know this doesn't fit modern theology to any extent at all, for many ministers today tell us that the great Antichrist kingdom is yet future. But Daniel's interpretation of Nebuchadnezzar's dream leaves little room for doubt but that these four successive empire systems would reign upon the earth, and that they would continue their reign right up until God's kingdom smote them and destroyed them. In verse 45, as in verse 35, the breaking by the stone is not confined to the 10 toes and the feet, but to the entire image. It seems a great thing today to talk of the revival of the Holy Roman Empire, and that the 10 nations of the European Common Market are the 10 nations of the Roman Empire, and they will be the 10 toes here and the 10 horns of Revelation 17. And they say, oh, that is in the future, and it will serve as the seat for the rule of the future Antichrist, which will come after the removal of the Christians from the earth. But that doctrine doesn't make any sense at all if you try to fit it in with Daniel 2, Daniel 7, Daniel 8, or Revelation 17 and 18, or any other Bible prophecy. Some say, oh, the Antichrist will reign until Christ returns from heaven and destroys him, and that the Christ is the stone of Daniel 2. No, Christ is not the stone of Daniel 2, for Daniel made it plain that the stone was the heavenly kingdom set up by God, and he said it was set up while these other kingdoms existed. He did not say the stone was the Messiah or the Redeemer or even God himself. He said it was the kingdom which would break in pieces and consume all these other kingdoms and shall stand forever. Comparing that to Daniel 7, where we are told in the interpretation of that vision of the four beasts, in verse 25 and 26, I read this, And he shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and think to change times and laws, and they, or the saints, shall be given into his hand until a time and times and the dividing of time. But the judgment shall sit, and they shall take away his dominion to consume and destroy it unto the end. Who will consume and destroy the great beast kingdom of the end of the age? Well, the saints of the Most High God. Who in this world, of those who profess to love and obey Jesus Christ, and who want to serve him with their whole heart, mind, and body, would look forward to leaving the earth in some sort of a rapture when the Bible itself, God's word to us, tells us we are the ones who will destroy the kingdoms of the Antichrist? That's what Daniel writes. And that is what the angel told John in Revelation 18, when he described the destruction of mystery Babylon the Great. Revelation 18, starting in verse 4, "And I heard another voice from heaven saying, Come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not of her plagues, for her sins have reached unto heaven, and God hath remembered her iniquities." Now, many ministers do read that, and they exhort their people to come out of Babylon without ever telling them that Babylon is actually the ruling system on the earth today, but very few of them read the very next phrase. Verse 6, Revelation 18, "Reward her even as she rewarded you, and double unto her double according to her works. In the cup which she hath filled, fill to her double, how much she hath glorified herself and lived deliciously. So much torment and sorrow give her." Who is here commanded, yea, ordered, to fight against and destroy mystery Babylon the Great? Well, God's people. Are you a child of God? Do you claim to be a disciple of Jesus Christ? What are you doing about coming out of Babylon and for rewarding her double according to her works? How much torment and sorrow have you provided to mystery Babylon the Great? Some of you must admit, not much. But regardless of that, God says she will be destroyed. For reading on in chapter 18, "For she saith in her heart, I sit a queen, and am no widow, and shall see no sorrow. Therefore shall her plagues come in one day, death, and mourning, and famine, and she shall be utterly burned with fire, for strong is the Lord God who judgeth her." It is God who is doing the judging, but it is God's people who are called upon to bring about mystery Babylon the Great's destruction. How in the world can they do that if they are all up in heaven, where they are supposed to sit on clouds and play harps of gold while the great Antichrist rules the earth? No, my Christian friends, the doctrine of the rapture, the doctrine which has neutralized hundreds of thousands of professing Christians, is not a doctrine from God. It is not a doctrine which will move Christians to obedience to God's word, to God's call to destroy Babylon. It is a doctrine which will prevent them from resisting the power of the Antichrist. Until next week, when I return, God willing, to continue our study, What is Mystery Babylon? This is Pastor Emery saying goodbye. God bless you. Read your Bibles and pray for Christian America.